welcome back. And we have the Tim here. Tim, you're an excellent analyst of geomilitary strategy and technology. And a lot of time, because we're Christians, people don't take it seriously. They think, well, you're just a Bible-thumping conspiracy theorist. No, we're facing reality. In fact, if you just quote the news that's in the open news wires, if you actually quote what people are saying in videos of people actually being interviewed, we're in a lot of trouble. In fact, I was throwing a joke at you that, you know, that we're not heading toward World War III. Fukushima's been fixed. The economy's okay. There's no more race riots like in Charlotte.
And I accuse you of hitting the Jack Daniels bottle. Yeah, we're dead. We're in heaven.
we're in heaven. We're dead. No, the alternate reality is we are spiraling in one of these shopping carts heading down the open maw of a volcano of evil. And Satan is cheering from the edge of the volcano, laughing at us all being vaporized to the bone by the evil that he's promulgated on the planet, including economic disaster, geopolitical disaster, environmental disaster, food disaster. In every single way, the grand abortionist of mankind and the author of omnicide. People have to understand, omnicide means kill everything. You know, scorched earth of the entire planet, so it becomes a dead cinder around a yellow dwarf star. Satan is literally, says, woe to you, earth, and you see, for the devil, Satan, has come down to you. And believe me, I think we don't know his arrival date, but I'm very fearful. I'm fearful he's already here.
I have an article I wrote in the wee hours of the morning, posted today on my news blog, Europe. And if your listeners want to get to it, do a Google search, Lord Sterling Europe, and I'll take you right there.
We got the links to our Europe business with one S. blogspot.com.
Yeah, they, for one of the reasons I set it up, they wouldn't let me put two S's, and I should have changed it somehow or another. But anyway.
I'll give you a joke. Do you know the reason why I wouldn't let the other one? Because S stands for the human fecal matter, and they didn't want you to have two because you realize that there is that much S in the world.
Okay, let me read. This is a very short article I wrote, and I have a link to Alexander Dugin, this Russian philosopher, very well connected, does television there.
Right.
And he questions how close we may be to the Third World War.
Right, he's looking from the Putin side, where literally it says, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. They're putting hooks in the jaws of Russia to literally draw it down into the Middle East to a great war.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Russia doesn't want to do this. Russia does not want to do this.
That's what he says on
dragging
the video.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he says on the video. He speaks in English, but there's an English translation because he has a Russian accent. Now, let me read you my article I wrote. Very short. I'll begin. I have been warning of the march to the Third World War for years. Now we have a key election taking place in the world's sole superpower. I for whatever reason on my computer it this is blowing up. I have to manually move it. Now we have an election taking a key election taking place in the world's superpower. The candidate of the Khazarian global banking families is dying and can no longer campaign. As this is happening, there is a drive throughout Europe to replace the corrupt, bought, and paid-for political classes. Europe is flooded with millions of unwashed, military-aged Muslim invaders as the entire world is awash in the engineered economic depression. The voters in the United Kingdom have already voted to exit the Rothschild-created and led European Union. The drive towards the centuries-long goal of a new world order to be overseen by the 30 Luciferian families is both near success and failure. They cannot afford to lose control over America for even a few months at this point. Yet, against all odds and their very best efforts, an upstart 70-year-old self-made billionaire is now on the verge of completing a hostile takeover of America. This coming week, and hostile only to them, this coming week Hillary Clinton is expected to debate Donald Trump. However, she is fighting advanced stage Lewy body disease or Parkinson's disease, and the use of a body double has not worked out so well. This accelerates the timeline. There are indications that the Khazarian globalist banksters will play the war card in Syria and the domestic chaos card within America and Europe. The war card is the most dangerous one, one that can quickly get totally out of control, either by demonic design or from the chaos of war itself. With the nature of early 21st century warfare, any global war is apt to become a population extinction event for the human race. In fact, the last book of the Christian Bible predicts such a war beginning in the Middle East and killing two-thirds of the world's population and ending with the return of Jesus Christ himself. We are now in a far more dangerous place than we were during the Cuban Missile Crisis. The next days will be critical not only for the U.S. presidential election, but for the fate of the entire planet and all people. Pray for peace. Now, I also want to read just a couple paragraphs from Global Research. Let me find it here, where am I at? This was, they have a link to this guy that I also link. It's a YouTube, this Russian character. But I want to read a couple paragraphs.
Global Research is, okay, by the way, out of Canada, out of Ottawa, Canada.
Yeah, exactly. The globalist U.S. leadership obviously cannot rule the whole world, and what's more, the threat posed by Trump puts their control over America itself into question. Now, while the puppet Barack Obama is still in office and the globalist candidate Hillary Clinton is falling apart in front of the American voters' very eyes, is the last chance to start a war. This would allow them to postpone elections or force Trump, if he were to win, to begin his presidency in catastrophic conditions. Thus, the U.S. neoconservatives and globalists need war, and fast, before it's too late. If Trump gets in the White House, when there will be peace, and there will be no such war, at least for the foreseeable future. And this would spell the end of the omnipotence of the maniacal globalist elites. Thus, everything at this point is very, very serious. NATO's ideologues and the U.S. globalists falling into the abyss need war right now before the American elections. War against us, not so much for victory, but for the, and this is a Russian speaking, but for the process itself. This is the only way for them to prolong their dominance and divert the attention of Americans and the whole world from their endless series of failures and crimes. The globalist game has been revealed. Soon enough, they'll have to step down from power and appear before court. Only war can change their situation. But what about us? We don't need war. Not now, not tomorrow, never. Never in history have we needed war, but we have constantly fought, and in fact, we have almost never lost. The cost entailed terrible losses and colossal efforts, but we won, and we will always win. If this were not so, then today we wouldn't have this enormous country free from foreign control. And I'll stop there. But anyway.
But you and I know that this war is an unfightable war. The kind of technology we have now, as I say, any victory will be a Pyrrhic one.
It's yeah, like, and it doesn't, you know, and look, I'm an analyst. I'm not a crystal ball reader, okay? But and it just doesn't necessarily mean Armageddon apocalypse. But I'm telling you, we are in a very grave situation. Next week, is it Monday night? Is that the debate, I think?
Yes, I believe it is. I think it's... Monday.
Okay, look, they've got a... Look, the other day, they had Hillary out at a very tiny attended thing in North Carolina, and her left eye is going in weird directions.
Tim, that's called an oculogyric crisis. It's related to end-stage Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, anyway, she immediately canceled a private fundraising dinner and flew back to wherever she's trying to recuperate from at, and now she's supposed to go out. They've tried the body double. I don't believe they can pull that off because they'll do Trump and his people or other people will do a voice print analysis. They'll be able to identify that it's not Hillary based on countless recordings of her voice over the decades. They can't pull that off. And she's apt to go into her little chicken head dance with her head's going in all directions, or into a Parkinson's freeze,
yeah,
a petite mal, or maybe even a grand mal. Hell, she's going to be on the floor, you know.
You know what? She'll blame Trump. He asked too tough a question, and that's why she had to have a seizure.
Yeah, well, okay. But every time something like this happens, it goes into her base. Right now, all she's got is her base. She's really at about 39%. But she's losing her base because they see this woman is dying.
Well, listen, the base before, even if they're rabid feminists or they're globalists, realize that she's not the horse to bet on, because the horse will be in a glue pot before the end of the circuit. So well, if she's dying even before she does die, which I think is probably the next year.
Well, that's not far away.
Scares her base.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
So that's what's going on.
Okay. Well, yeah, and they, you know, look, Jeb Bush was supposed to be running against her. Standard Illuminati, Khazarian Mafia thing where you own both horses in a two-horse race. Jeb Bush spent about $150 million and didn't hardly get a vote. They can't sell this stuff. They've been so successful at taking the global economy down with their evil that you got 100 million people, adults, completely out of work in America, and people tend to vote their pocketbooks. People who normally are asleep begin to wake up when they're worried about, well, eating, keeping a roof over their head, you know, little minor things like that. And they've ran everybody against Trump, and Trump just ate them alive.
Well,
and
listen,
now they have
Don
Hillary.
You know Don King, who actually, somebody yes. asked him years ago, and he was the fight manager for both Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. And somebody asked him on TV, said, well, who do you think's going to win, Don? And he says, I'm going to win. He says, you're not in the ring. He says, of course I am. I have both fighters. One of them's going to win. And Don King, this week, endorsed Trump. And,
yeah,
and he's,
I know.
And, he's quite a comedian. This guy is, he's really a funny guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, he said, I'm a human. I want humans to do well. And he said, let's stop this foolishness about skin color. You know, you're not going to change your skin color. You're a black man, whether you're a poor man or you're a rich black man. He says, you're black. But if you want to have move forward, you better vote for Trump or you're going to be a poor black man.
That's right. And what they're trying, and that, by the way, is beginning to resonate in the black community as well as in the Latino community.
Well, Don King's going to endorse you. You've got a black man that's a celebrity that's considered one of the most important black men, that's logical, successful, and cares about his people. He doesn't want them to be trapped in the Democratic progressive trap, which is literally, remember now, Margaret Sanger, who is one of the main authors of the eugenic policy and the so-called extreme feminism, said we got to get rid of these black people, and they call them some very nasty things. I'm not going to repeat it. I mean, people
yeah,
do not
that
understand.
Wasn't she the founder of big abortion outfit?
Planned on Parenthood, I call it.
Yeah, exactly.
On Parenthood is selling body parts.
Yeah, she was, you talk about a hyper-racist. She was one of them.
Oh, man.
And, of course,
and,
Hillary...
And the fact that they try to pretend that they're not hyper-racist, look... When Hillary is saying that they support women's rights, and yet women in these Middle Eastern countries, she's taking hundreds of millions of dollars from these extreme Muslim countries where Muslim women are treated like garbage. And I remember one of my relatives, because they're Maronite Christians or originally Cohens in Lebanon, they said, you know, in the Middle East, if you're not a Christian, this is how they treat the women. It's man, camel, goat, sheep, woman. Woman's on the bottom of the heap. It's really
I find
ridiculous.
That so incredibly repugnant. I have no respect for the Muslim religion.
It's
or
disgusting.
Their culture.
It's disgusting.
And I through my church, I am friends and have known a number of Arabs who are Christians. And a good friend of mine, she was born in America, but her parents are Egyptian. Her dad's a very successful engineer. Her husband's a physician. And I told her a few weeks ago, I said, look, I said, there is an enormous difference between the Christian Arabs I've known and the Muslim Arabs. I mean, it's like between day and night.
I talked to a scientist last week who called me because she listens to the program. She's originally a Muslim Iranian woman who suffered, again, being a woman, being very brilliant as a scientist. She came here as an advanced chemist doing research to the Cancer Society in 1967 and became an American. And she is absolutely against Islam, absolutely against the regimes that treat women like garbage. And people understand, this woman, she's going to come on the show. She's a cancer researcher. She said, you've discovered and mentioned on your show the same things I have, and I've received incredible, she said, persecution from the Cancer Society not to accept my theories. So I'm going to bring her on the program, a woman who was a former Muslim, a former Iranian, who suffered persecution when Hillary Clinton's taking money from Qatar, the Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, and doing nothing for Middle Eastern women. Why? Do they not count because they're Middle Eastern women? They're not white North American women or black North American women?
Hillary is literally a witch. And everything is for show. And she makes a show of being pro-gay, pro-women,
she
pro
isn't.
This,
she's not pro-gay.
It.
Well, what about
no, no, of course she's
that's
not,
why,
because
that's why even,
the way they
even,
treat him in the Middle East is...
Well, even Twitter and Facebook tried to tilt it so they wouldn't allow gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender people to put up their own Twitter accounts. They actually tried to suppress them, so they didn't want them supporting Donald Trump, because Donald Trump thinks, I don't care what version of American you are, you need to be able to live in peace and not be persecuted or murdered in your sleep or when you go to a nightclub. It's like, this is sickening.
I don't agree with the agenda of pushing gayness and all, but
they're human beings, and they're
I have friends who are gay. Okay,
yeah, but they're our brothers and sisters. Okay, and we need to realize what's different about America is we protect everybody. It doesn't matter what your skin color or sexual orientation. You're an American. You're a brother and sister, and you need a right to live. In these Muslim countries, they behead you before Friday morning prayers.
Yeah, well, that is the culture that is despicable.
Despicable.
I've told the story more than once, but I was one very hot summer. I stopped in. It was in Vincennes in a fast food place. I was driving up to Indianapolis, and it was close to 100 degrees outside, very humid. And a Saudi family came in, and the man's in shorts and t-shirts and flip flops or something. And the kids are dressed that way. They're young. The girls are all very young. But the poor woman, the mother, she's covered from head to foot. At least it was silk. It wasn't heavy material, but in black. And she even had black gloves on. When she ate her hamburger, she lifted the veil and put the hamburger under the veil. And I just wanted to drag her husband out in the parking lot and give him a good old-fashioned
you know
loser butt whipping. I did. But
By the way, this is something. Remember, most of the universities, except for now, I think the University of Michigan, the University of Chicago, they're stopping the so-called politically correct speech. And we need to realize that political correctness is a lie shoved in your face like a mass of fecal matter, that you have to smell it, you have to have it on your face, you have to believe this stuff is okay. It's not. It's not okay.
That's right.
For us
and, you know, it's only been here for about 30 years.
Yeah, but it's all the way
of manipulating
people.
As old as we are, we remember America. We never heard the term politically
correct.
It's
trying to silence people that have a logical or an evidential reason why they believe something. So, for example, it may offend people to say that we need to be able to carry our Second Amendment rights. Now, I think if people are mentally ill or if they're obviously on a terror watch list, for example, and I came up with a solution, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, and I beg people to come in and say, well, they want to make an inhuman attack and say Dr. Deagle's arrogant. No, I'm competent. It's real simple. I work with the FBI and CDC, make all the data for all these agencies transparent right down to the police, empower our system to get pre-crime, shut down these mosques, get the imams, get this guy like Rahami. Even his father turned him in, and the FBI looked at him, they're in a friggin' daze. You're kidding.
Yeah, right.
Come on, you
his
can't make any excuse for
that. His father turned him in. This guy's a nut. He's going to...
Yeah.
Exactly.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Team member, I always think of wrestling, you know. But my favorite wrestling, just from the outfits, is Mexican tag wrestling team. With those hats on. I would think that if we were a tag team, it would be tagging, and you'd be going in there, and you'd be putting a headlock on George Soros.
Actually, I'd like to put a rope around his neck, but, George Soros, they try to act like he's this independent billionaire, but he's not. He's a front man, a straw man for the Rothschild Empire. I'll tell you what kind of human being he is. When he was a young man in his native Hungary, he cooperated with the Nazis. He helped to seize all kind of Jewish property. And in later life, he was asked on television one time, did he feel bad about that? He said, oh, no, it was the best time of my life.
Yeah, I heard that. He's a very bizarre character.
Well, he's a very evil man, but that's what they like to use. If you look at most of these characters that ran for president this cycle, Rubio, Phone Boy Rubio, Cruz, all these characters, they were seriously twisted. And that's the type of people they put into office because, one, they think like them. They're kind of spiritual brothers, but also they can control them. They have so much dirt on them. And that these are the type of people that will sell their own mother for enough money, you know?
I call them meat
puppets. Trump, on the other hand, is a multi-billionaire, and he's 70 years old. He has one chance at saving his country. And he has a big ego, but, you know, he thinks he's the guy that can do it, and quite
you know
frankly,
what?
He is.
You know what? If you're an NBA basketball player or a top star or a movie, if you don't have a big ego, what's your drive to show that you have skill sets and make you extra good, like Dr. Martin saying, on the BBC series. The guy has a big ego because he spent his whole life being manic, or being the best diagnostician and surgeon. If I wasn't, quote, had an ego to drive me to do God's will, do you think I would do all the stuff, especially in the danger it is? No. So when people want to accuse
Dr. Bill, you and I and the other people in the alternative media literally are putting our lives on the line.
Oh, yeah, someday. And again, I can't tell what day it is. But if the totalitarian regime decides to, they just, number one, shut off your show like they try to interfere in the first hour with Leo Zagami, or they just come to your home when you're not expecting, show up with a Delta Force and just take you out at your front doorstep or cuff you off and take you to a civil detention camp and execute you. If they think this is a party, those morons that want to do ad hominem attacks, they need to shut the hell up. I'm not interested in their ad hominem attacks.
Well, part of the problem is people don't know history. My first degree is in political science and history.
Right.
And if you don't understand history, look what happened with Nazi Germany, with their concentration camps. Look what happened in the Soviet Union. By the way, they killed a whole lot more people than Adolf Hitler they thought about. Not that he was a sweetheart. Pol Pot actually managed in Cambodia to kill more higher percentage of people than anybody else. But these monsters get into power, and they create a nationwide killing zone. They terrorize and torture the entire nation. And we are in their target. And I'm not just talking about us as individuals, but the nation right now is in their crosshairs, because they can't control the rest of the world without controlling America. They cannot give up control of the White House, not even for a few months, thinking, well, we either co-op him or kill him in a few months. They can't afford that right now. They are in their end game of their New World Order. And remember, a lot of these players are very old men. You got David Rockefeller, 101, and had several heart transplants.
Five heart transplants.
Yeah. I mean, and they, in their lifetime, and they're fighting, they're doing everything they can to extend that life. But they want it, and they don't have a lot of time left. And they can't go, they can't lose 20 years and start over, you know. They want it now, and they've set this up where it's do or die. And it literally, they can have success or they can have failure. And they're staring failure in their face, but they know they're also very close to success. And they cannot allow Donald Trump to take over America.
He's
and if
going
that
to,
means war, he's chaos,
already, he's already my president. He's my president. Whatever happens in the election, he's my president. We pray for him as if it's already happened and God will deliver him. He'll walk into the White House and he'll start cleaning. It'll be like the cleaning crew after a flood with fecal matter all through your house. He's going to clean it up.
High pressure steam.
Exactly. High pressure steam. You're an expert on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tim, when we had Leo Zagami on the first hour, and we did have internet problems, obviously probably by the NSA, he raised the issue that France is putting up a wall near Calais to stop these terrorist Muslim maniac thugs from getting down into the channel and getting across to Britain. And by the way, the Brits aren't taking them anymore. Now it was Brexit. It's over. And the wall, but you remember you mentioned numerous times over the years that you would advise the Israelis, because you've been an advisor to military and to strategic and governments, that they should put a wall up, which has saved a lot of Israeli lives. Now, the fact is...
Well, and Sharon was the prime minister, yeah.
Right.
And
now here's the point. The point is, we have a system where the globalists are kind of going for broke now. They have a very narrowing time window. If they were smart, and this is looking in hindsight, they should have probably pulled Hillary back in the spring and put an alternative candidate they thought could win. Now, even with Diebold and all the other foolishness, they can't possibly win and do voter fraud.
Well, that's a case of arrogance. Arrogance on their part.
And by the way, people have to know this. It's not just Russia. It's other countries that can hack into the voter systems to make sure they can't do fraud. In other words, if they do a little minor adjustment on the voting systems, I'm absolutely certain that these other countries, especially Russia, who knows that if Hillary gets in, there's going to be war with Russia. That's a fact, okay? It's an ugly, nasty fact. Russia doesn't want. They absolutely know that if they deal with Mr. Trump, who's been dealing with the oligarchs for decades, they can make a deal. They can work things out. Even if they have differences, they can come to some kind of agreement that's reasonable to avoid disaster. That's not going to occur with
anything. If anything, Putin has shown himself to be a logical, rational human being who does not want war.
Right.
Unfortunately, you can't say that about Obama or Hillary or the people behind the scenes pulling the levers of power in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and many of the European countries. It's just nuts. By the way, when we attacked the Syrian army a few days ago, it wasn't just the United States. It was United States Air Force A-10 Warthogs and Royal Australian Air Force fighters. And that was what's Australia doing halfway around the world, bombing the Syrian army. And I think her people need to really begin to question what the hell are we doing there? Just as the American people, and more people are questioning, just what in the hell is going on?
Right.
And I mean, literally, this is extraordinarily dangerous. Everything is tied in. Look, the battle for the White House is part of the battle for the control over the planet Earth, literally. And they can't afford to lose it.
They're going to
lose
it.
Let me
put it this way. As a geopolitical analyst, as a doctor with classified access, who is a prayer warrior against this, with experts like yourself and others on, I'm going to say right now, the chances that Trump's going to get in, this is besides all of the pundits and the analysts, he's going to be our next president. Now, if he
is alive.
No, listen to this. If he's not the next president, we're going to have civil war in America, hot civil war, with bullets, guns, and violence. And we're going to have a battle between the federal government is going to lose against the states and the civilians, and you're going to see you're going to see amazing and crazy things happen in this country. People aren't going to put up with this, and I can tell you that Trump supporters will not put up with a false dialectic of putting Hillary Clinton in the White House.
Well, here's the thing: you know, you've got 100 million Americans completely out of work, untold tens of millions of Americans working part-time jobs because Obamacare kicks in as soon as you have 30 hours a week. So the $8 and $10 an hour jobs are all part time. You've got lots of 30-year-olds living with mom and dad in the basement or something because they can't afford rent. You've got people that are just, you know, what the hell has happened? And they're desperate, and they're mad, and they're angry. And from the classic politicians, and we saw this in the primary season, all you get is BS. BS on top of BS on top of BS. Mountains of it. And that doesn't get it anymore. Just like most people are tuning out ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and so forth, because they lie all the time. Years ago, 18 years ago, when I was putting together what would have been the fourth evening national television newscast, and I was going to use the Duchess of York as one of the co-anchors. I was trying to get JFK Jr. as the other co-anchor. There were lots of different companies involved, and a kinsman of mine ran one of the big newspaper chains and so forth. Well, you know what? Now there are six globalist corporations, all run by Zionists, that control 96%, over 95%, of all mainstream media. I'm talking about national magazines, I'm talking about newspapers, I'm talking about local radio and TV stations, and the radio and television networks. They're all concentrated, and they all are agents of propaganda tools for this globalist banking cartel. And it's, you know, even Billy Bob, after a while, something ain't right here, you know, and he begins to wake up. He begins to realize that they're just shoveling manure his way, and so he stops watching it. And this is something that, you know, Hillary is fighting a late 20th century political campaign. It's not working, besides the fact that she's not out there and she's a liar and people are aware of it and she's dying. But she has all this money. She's buying all this TV ads. Hell, nobody's listening to them.
Well, you know, actually, it's having a reverse effect. And I've had this happen with me, okay? So it had no works in the media with anybody. If you keep on saying something over and over again in variations of it through surrogates that's totally a lie and totally shrill and totally over the top, it starts to have a reverse effect. In other words, people say, you know what? I heard 30 or 40 different surrogates say the same insane things, and there's no evidence to support that these statements are true in reality. So it has a negative effect and actually supports Trump. She needs to realize the more money she spends, the more she polarizes, for example, the independents, which are now 20 to 30 points ahead for Trump. So she should realize the more you advertise with hit acts, ads and attack ads, the more you're actually boosting Trump because they know you're a liar, just like your
and
Satan.
She's even losing her core, which is
she's
very,
losing the core
liberal people,
for a different reason.
Women,
she's losing the core because she's sick, because the core wants to maintain control and they don't want to put their bets on a sick horse. So she's losing her core not because she's not evil. She's plenty evil. It's because she's sick and evil.
Well,
and
that's the reason why. But even some of those people are deceived, and they're beginning to wake up about just how evil and how.
You're talking about her core? No, her core.
Well,
not
people vote their pocketbooks too.
See? Oh yeah, that's true.
And this
but her
is
core...
something that's working against her is the and all the standard political class bought and paid for politicians. People are voting their pocketbooks.
But Jim, here's two different things.
When you can't afford to go down to the store and buy a decent meal to feed your kids, you're macaroni and cheese and other crap.
Jim.
Yeah, you get mad. You get
Jim,
and you begin to say, what's going on?
Okay, stop pontificating. I'm going to say something. Number one, she's losing her base for one reason, because she's sick. It's not because she's not evil or she has the agenda or she'll do the will of evil. No, she's losing it because she's sick physically. Okay. She's losing the other people because she's a liar and because she keeps on putting out attack ads and aren't supportive of our reality. Two different groups of people. The people that support her are leaving because they think this woman does have a seizure disorder. She is collapsing. We use body doubles. We know it's the truth and behind the scenes. So they're freaking out. The party faithful are freaking out realizing we have a glue horse in the race. You know, they talk about a glue horse. We have a glue horse. Remember they used to say they'll convert the horse to glue? Well, that's what they have.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton, just from what I know so far, and I'm going to make a peripheral guess, that with the current state of her 10 years plus Parkinson's disease, she's got a year or less with very inferior health care. If she saw me or if I helped to consult with her, I could reverse a lot of illness, but she'd have to repent first. She's not going to get my help, free, by the way, without repenting. And she's going to die real soon. Even from natural
means.
Well, when
her business partner, which we call her husband, Slick Willie, had his heart attack a few years ago, he had a near-death experience. Now, I've studied near-death experiences since I was in grad school and took a course that included, it was a seminar on death and dying, and included, at that time, the early first book by Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And there's all kind of near-death experiences, but he saw black death masks circling him. That's one of the worst. That's a warning. He had a warning that the demons were coming for him, and he slipped through their grasp that time. But did it change his life? Well, he became a vegetarian, but he is surrounded and infused by evil, and he refuses to walk away from it. He refuses to accept Christ. He refuses to accept God. Lucifer is his God, and he wants to mount every female he can get. He wants to steal as much money as he can. He is totally evil to the core. I think Hillary Clinton is in much the same boat, even as far as being attracted to women. And she's a monster. She could turn away, and she can embrace God, and I hope she does, and I pray for that, not as much as I should, perhaps, but I do pray for it. But I'll tell you, her time is about over, and looking at Bill Clinton without his makeup, I'd say his time is
well, if you look at her not being body double up or makeuped up, she looks like a much older than 69-year-old female. She's got a blank stare. Her eyes are staring in different directions, like, you know, remember that guy on Monty Python, and he used to always talk, and he'd have one eye going one direction, one going the other. He was always so funny. He'd talk really fast. You know, when we have this person there who is very desperately ill, she's getting very inferior care. They're still giving her Coumadin. Can you imagine they're giving her Coumadin, and she's had a transverse sinus thrombosis, a deep vein thrombosis, emboli, et cetera? Come on.
That's a drug. A friend of mine who's in his 80s was on that for a while. And I'll tell you, he pulled his shirt up one time and showed several of us. And, I mean, the bruising and oh, man, that is one dangerous drug.
If you think that's bad, what about Xarelto? Lawsuits over it now. The drug company is going to go out of business from lawsuits.
Well, a lot of these drug companies, the senior
think of the doctors.
Ought to be hung.
Think of the doctors that are so stupid, ignorant, and vile that they'll order these things even though they're dangerous.
A lot of people go into medicine because they want to make money, and they're biologists.
Or they're control freaks, so they want to be magnificent deities.
Yeah, well,
most of them are also very, very poor scientists. If you actually had to defend a PhD level medical thesis, these idiots couldn't.
No, but they're not really scientists, and their education is controlled by Big Pharma. And Big Pharma has its agents in their office every day. Many times, a lot of physicians, they never have to worry about lunch or even lunch for their staff because this pharmaceutical rep will bring in a pizza or sandwiches for everybody that works in the office just to have 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the physician's time, and they're pushing some godforsaken exotic medicine that has all these side effects, and there are really no side effects, it's just effects, but there's one effect that they're pushing it for. They don't care if it kills people. It's worth billions of dollars to the company.
Right, well, I was asked to do a talk for Sore Pharmaceuticals, so they sent me a slide set. This is in the 90s, and I called up the reps. I said, I can't do this talk unless I can pull certain slides, and there's no way. And all they would say is, that's the slide set. That's the slide set. I say, you know what? You said the slide set enough. I'm going to send it back, but I want you to insert it rectally. Now, I worked with John Woodbury back in the 70s when I was actually in medical school for 3 years. When I was in medical school, he worked in the Synovi Analysis Lab while I was in medical school. I reviewed a database of 26,000-plus patients, wrote the software to analyze their data, the Mr. Fit study, worked in Synovi Analysis Lab and came up with a theory as to what causes autoimmune and rheumatoid arthritis. And when Woodbury found out, he actually tried to blackmail me, even sent me his daughter to try to see if she could entrap me to marry her. And she was older than me, 4 or 5 years older, but, you know, she was a good-looking physical therapist. And he even tried to track me down when I went all the way to Vancouver to work in internal medicine. These people, when I was there in the mid-70s, he got almost $300,000 just one year, for doing studies for drug companies, which are basically say, yeah, this is good, and put a blessing, because he was the head of the American and the Canadian Arthritis Association. He was not just an average rheumatologist. He was like a top-notch, total, you know, control freak guy. Okay, so you have to understand, these doctors are getting buco box, some of them millions of dollars to do these studies. This is back in the 70s. He was getting like $250,000 in Canada to do studies in America and Canada to put forward further toxic drugs to treat illnesses, which basically they didn't understand the underlying physiology. And I raised a question. I said, well, Dr. Woodbury, if autoantibodies and activated lymphocytes will attack the right knee and create rheumatoid nodules or scleroderma or mixed connective tissue disease, how come the opposite knee of the patient isn't affected at all? There's got to be something to the autonomic nervous system or some other permissive factors that determine if that tissue is going to be affected. I said, I'm going to find out what it is. He said, and he realized at that point, he never thought of that. It's like, why? If it's an antibody, it's just going to find those antigens in the cell surface. And we already had known that Mycoplasma hominis was a trigger, so we know stealth infections will trigger antigenic changes. But I discovered it was basically bioelectric circuits. And I've got proof now. I'm going to present this December in Vegas because I've literally hacked the cause of underlying illness. So what I want people to understand is that they try to hijack you, they want to manipulate you, they want to support their drug industry, and even guys like Woodbury, you know, I'm certain he had ankylosing spondylitis himself. He wanted me to find the cause, but he didn't want me to actually violate his business model, which is making $250,000 a year just to, you know, put his pixie dust, pharmaceutically in a sense, as the director of the American and Canadian Rheumatology Association to say, yeah, these toxic drugs are really good. Okay? Yeah.
Is not only a suppression of things that do work, but you have a promotion of things that don't work and, in fact, are deadly in many cases.
Well, you know, when you have someone like me who's been doing work in this area for like almost half a century, you can't argue with me. You might want to argue because you think, well, that he's damned arrogant. You don't have a right to. I say things, and people, even my board op got a little upset with me. He said, well, this guy wants to say how arrogant you are and everything. Guess what? It's like a didactic lecture. I'm the senior professor. I've had half a century of experience in this. You need to sit down. You need to listen. You need to shut up. That's the way it is. And if people say, well, I have a right to an opinion. No, no, you have a right to an attitude. There's two different things. We're dealing with things that are so vile and so dangerous. If we don't face the reality of the biological nature of our horrifying medical system, of our geopolitical systems, of our spiritual system, of the church that's now tied up with 501c3s, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. We're decaying from the inside like a rotting, festering mass. That's the problem.
We have a terminal illness.
Exactly. So... people think,
are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tim, you got to mention something about Charlotte. And again, we're not going to post the thing. We're not racist. Let's put it this way. We're humans. We're Christians. We don't give a damn what your skin color. You could be purple with yellow polka dots. You're a person. You're a brother and sister, a son of the most, or daughter of the Most High God. Even if you're doing evil, we're praying for you. You come back into the fold of God's children so you don't suffer not only physical harm, but spiritual harm.
What you're seeing in Charlotte and in various places is the result of social engineering. Starting under that evil turd, LBJ, we began telling poor blacks, poor black girls, that if they wanted money, free government money, they should get pregnant. But they couldn't have a husband or a boyfriend living with them. So you now have a situation where up to 80% of blacks are born out of wedlock. You have multiple generations born out of wedlock. There's not a father in the house. That father figure is vital, particularly to young men growing up. Sometimes daddy has to whoop them upside the head, either physically or intellectually, to get them in shape, to keep them on the right path so they don't go down the wrong path and ruin their lives and other people's lives. That's part of raising kids, okay? Now, we have a lot of black thugs. Now, I'm not talking about most black people, and I have blacks that are friends, very good friends of mine. No, I'm not talking about most black people. I'm talking about a subgroup. And I'll tell you what, the blacks I know will agree with me. Because particularly the ones that live in the hood, they have to face this crap day in and day out.
Listen, the nicest people I know, some of my best friends are black people from the deep south. These guys and women are solid Christians. They're good people. They're successful people, usually in business. So you see successful blacks, they have three things that go for them. Number one, they pray to God. Number two, they're decent human beings, and they don't look at your skin color, whether you're light or dark. And number three, they're successful. They're usually successful in life because they're successful spiritually and in terms of how they interact with other human beings. They care about each other.
In grad school, I drove a school bus in the ghetto. And I had some of my kids, and these were a very poor neighborhood, were little saints. But they were the exception. Most kids were so-so. They weren't perfect, but, you know, they were decent. I mean,
yeah.
And then there were a few that were just first-class monsters. And unless you've been around that kind of monster, it's very difficult to explain it to you.
Right.
But what you have now are the monsters running through the streets, raising hell, killing, torturing. There was an example of a white man literally begging for his life, and they beat the crap out of him. This is unnecessary. It's uncalled for. It's being manipulated. It's literally the globalists playing this domestic chaos card. And
do you want to hear my solution to that?
Well, my solution is you have to use what force is necessary to control this situation.
Well, we'll do it in a video after the show. How's that?
Yeah.
But I want people to know. If you pray, if you're godly, if you care about and serve the Most High God, and if you care about your fellow human being, no matter what their skin color or their nationality is, God will provide a solution. And I've got a solution for this that will bring peace. Not pieces, P-I-E-C-E. The devil wants peace, all right, but it's P-I-E-C-E. Pieces of nations, pieces of people, pieces of destruction. And believe it or not, realize,
the riots are
going to get worse toward the election day because they're freaking out because President Trump is going to get the White House. Clean it up.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovine.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.